Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Before Christ comes at Christmas, we must take a stop and see the man God appointed to prepare the way of the Lord. He, this man, is missing from all the nativity scenes and all the courthouse displays. And you won't find his action figure at the Christmas aisles at Kroger or Walmart. But he's there, a lingering presence, unwanted by many. Yet assuredly, this is God's messenger before Christmas, and we take heed. If you had to condense all the men of the Old Testament down to one man, or maybe two, John the Baptist would definitely be the first. He's got that Old Testament look and feel about him, the Mosaic law language, and he's even patterned after Elijah the prophet, who went out into the wilderness for safety and religious reasons. And when he seemed to be the only faithful one left in all the land, even when everyone else had dropped a knee to a Baal or an Asherah or a golden calf from Dan to Beersheba. You know what? Instead of Santa Claus, instead of a big blow-up Santa Claus or a Frosty the Snowman inflatable, or maybe a Olaf, the one from Frozen, I'm thinking about getting a towering John the Baptist inflatable statue for our yard. Happy Advent, you brood of vipers! Would be the sign underneath. Forget Christmas and holiday cheer for just a moment. And remember why Christ has come. We need to be ready to meet our King. All attempts to be, to cut out the Old Testament from the Bible is far more foreboding than trying to cut out the Bill of Rights from our founding documents. Or maybe trying to remove the Articles of Impeachment from the Constitution. The trouble is, if we were president, John the Baptist stands as a reminder that we'd all be impeached for misconduct. John the Baptist is not afraid to hold public hearings and air our dirty laundry. He's got nothing to hide, as his laundry consists of camel's hair and a leather belt, again, mindful of Elijah. His dietary choices are locusts and wild honey. It puts him in a rare group that puts to shame our decadence when others go hungry. John the Baptist was no saint by his own accounting, but by faith, he was a righteous man. And righteous men like John the Baptist invite us not to pass go. Do not collect $200. Do not jump into the theology of glory without first remembering and repenting of your sins. Remember that you are not acting like God's chosen people day after day. We have not the fear, love, and trust in God above all things as we ought to do. Christmas doesn't come as a gift after a year well lived and hard worked. Christmas comes as a gift for sinners who failed to be as God intended them to be. In order to be ready for Christmas, for Christ to come, hearers of John the Baptist are invited to be baptized. And people from Jerusalem, the holy city, and all of Judea were going out to him, and they were baptized by John in the River Jordan. Now this upset the Pharisees and the Sadducees. You know, the official religious types. You mean that people of God are going somewhere other than the holy priests and the temple to receive forgiveness and communion with God? They're going out to some camel hair wearing, down by the river dwelling, locust and wild honey eating hillbilly in order to be washed and to be told that this is the way of God? Yes. And more than that, this backwoods hillbilly was teaching that God doesn't wink-wink at the law, as if you can just live like scoundrels but go to church and think that God will wink-wink at you because you know the right people and you gave enough money to the priests and to the temple projects. God isn't into antinomianism. Big word means that people who live apart from the law, living as if the law doesn't matter. But the law does matter. John the Baptist says, bear fruit in keeping with repentance. Do not just come here and repent. It says, come and repent and turn your life back to God and to your neighbor in need. Stop living as if you're the center of your own universe. This you must keep doing. For your sinful nature and Satan himself wants to pull you back into self-centeredness and a life carefree of any sin and delusion that God doesn't care. Our culture and our world doesn't help. They want us to celebrate the sinful life and relish in the rebellion against God's ways given us in the Ten Commandments and our biological identities. Don't just go with the flow. Read the Word of God. Know thyself. Hear the message of John the Baptist. Repent. Turn around and be baptized. Then bear fruit in keeping with repentance. Join us, please, in the struggle to live according to the Word of God, even if we are the only ones left, like Elijah was in the Old Testament. Yet there is one other from the Old Testament and New Testament that you should know about. John the Baptist speaks of him clearly. John, in fact, prepares the way for him to come with a greater message and greater power and greater truth than John had to share. John says, I baptize you with water for repentance. But he who comes after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He, that is Christ, will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear the threshing floor and gather into his barn the wheat, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. John the Baptist speaks here of Christ's judgment for those who are not ready when he comes. Those in the barn, those are the safe ones who are gathered by God's own work, watered by the word. Those in the fire, those not ready, those not watered by the word, selfish creatures who know not the grace and mercy of God who gives of himself graciously through a mighty Savior who is Christ the Lord. You probably wanted better news, but with John the Baptist you get a healthy dose of straighten up and fly right, you sinners. This does not nullify the grace of God, and it does not justify a salvation by works. John the Baptist helps us see the need of a Savior who was born in that manger. Helps us live with the proper balance. Be not lawless, and do not trust in the law to save you. Repent, and know the love of God as a gift that comes and covers your sins and gathers you faithful into the barn of the forever freedom from sin, forever freedom from death, forever life with God by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. He is coming. And we pray, amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Come soon. Come quickly. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.